moving your Central Nebraska Challenge. Boy, the forecast looks not good for Saturday with the rain moving in. Probably smart move. Friday, you're going to have 80 to 85 and a pretty good day for an outdoor meet, isn't it?
Yeah, I saw somewhere where the all-time high for March 28th is 86. So it'll definitely be warmer, and that presents its own issues, the heat does and everything. But we still thought that was going to be more productive than cold wind and rain, which is actually not cold, but, in the 50s, mm-hmm. and raining and windy is what was projected for Saturday. So yeah, Friday was definitely the better option.
Yeah, you hate to be picky, but it's almost too warm maybe for that first meet. You're not used to it yet.
Yeah, oh yeah, no, there will be a lot of sunburned people at the end of the day, and you hope people do a good job of hydrating and all that sort of stuff, for sure.
You're going to have kids from a lot of schools that compete in this one, aren't you?
Yeah, I think we have 14 or 15 institutions competing, and everything from Division One and Division Two and Three and NAIA and one junior college in there, so it's a little bit of everything.
I know, indoor season, Coach, very competitive indoor season, MIAA championships, you did very well, had some kids really step up and do some good things, didn't they?
Yeah, our women in particular had a really, really good meet. We had maybe one or two events where we would like to squeak a few more points out, and the team that finished right ahead of us, Central Missouri, had one or two events that they did much better than expected. So, there was always that in track. It's not just did you win or did you lose, it's kind of how well you did compared to what you expected, and we maybe came up one spot short of what we had hoped, but on the whole, we were really excited about that one. The men's side, it was a little bit harder, but we have to be realistic about how much or how many people we've graduated over the last 2 years that are future Hall of Famers at UNK, from, Braden Sorensen to Luke Stuckey to, Alex Garacki and Wes Ferguson, I've never been the coach to say we're young, because that's just an excuse that I hear, football and basketball coaches make sometimes, but we are young. And so if you look at our freshman class, there are some really, really talented people in there. But, I look at a kid like Will Kohanic, who's a freshman from Overton, and, he last year as a senior at Overton probably had about as good of a senior track season for a small school sprinter as anyone in state history. And he had a really good indoor season and still came up short of placing individually at the conference meet. He was on two relays that did really well. But that's just the reality of the MIAA. I think it's much, much tougher than most people realize.
I know on the ladies' side, you got a couple of familiar names that we're kind of familiar with, and Brianna Russell of Southern Valley, and then the Kendall Flaming from Wallace is a freshman hurdler for you. So those two young ladies had great high school careers, and hopefully, Brianna's already a junior. She's been around for a couple of years.
Yeah, Brianna's multiple-time national qualifier for us and All-American, and she was dealing with an Achilles issue there at the end of the season. So this was probably the most frustrating season that she has had. You know, when I said about there was an event or two where we would have liked to squeak out of another point or two, women's high jump was one of them. But she's actually handled it really, really well. I mean, I know it's been frustrating for her being injured after, I think in her first 2 years of school, two indoor and two outdoor seasons, she'd gone to three national meets and was an All-American at a couple of them. And so that's been frustrating, but she's actually developed into a really good leader. She's on our unity council that meets, periodically with me and people from different event groups. And it's been good for me to get a chance to know her just through that and everything, where I don't coach her directly day in and day out. And Kendall is someone, small school person. We've had success with people from Wallace, from the Brooke Harrises to the, Micah Swedbergs and such. And it's just going to take some time with her in the hurdles, but she has a fair amount of speed. Like her flat 60 time indoors this year was pretty good. It just didn't translate yet to being really fast in the hurdles. She's still in that mode of, jump over a hurdle and run in between, then jump over a hurdle and run in between, as opposed to truly sprinting through the race. But she's got a lot of potential for us.
And then the boys' side, we know Owen Capps from Bertrand. He is now a sophomore vaulter for you. Had a great high school career, and I'm sure that young man hopefully is coming up a little bit more for you each and every meet.
Yeah. He's someone again. He's quieter, but he's a good leader, and we like having him on, around. Reliable guy dealing with a shoulder injury there at the end of the indoor season, and we'll kind of see how that develops outdoors. But yeah, no, Owen's definitely a good guy, and he's a good competitor.
I know that high school, UNK hosted the high school indoor meets Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Those do nothing but good for you guys. You get a chance to see maybe some future lopers there. And wow, a 16-foot vault by the Irish kid from Cozad. You don't see that all the time, but maybe the first indoor meet of the season in high school, do you?
Yeah, we with Boston on Friday, and then again with a girls jumper on Saturday. We had to stop the meet because the only official in the room, you know, it's our coaches and really our athletes who are running off those meets. So that when someone's vaulting at a state record, you look around and go, okay, who's that, you know, official, you know, who's a certified official here to watch this. And so Larry Rutar, our starter, who's always one of the starters down at the state track meet, is there. So, but he has to stop in his role as a starter and go over and watch the pole vault to see if they happen to make it. So that happened back-to-back days, which in some ways is kind of cool because, I mean, it shut down the rest of the track meet for about 10 minutes, but it put all the focus on these kids that were vaulting at state records. Neither of them ended up making it, but yeah, it was good.
Going to be a fun meet once again, Coach, and a great group for the outdoor season. Got a lot of quality meets to go to, and it'll go fast. The MIAA Championships and then the national meet, it'll be that fast of a season, won't it?
Yeah, our season this year and next is actually a week shorter than normal. So, you know, anybody that's affiliated with high school or even college sports this year has kind of noticed that this was a rollback year. So school started a week later for most people. Sports definitely started a week later. Everything's been a week later all year. But in the NCAA manual, our outdoor national meet is defined as Memorial Day weekend or the couple days leading into Memorial Day weekend. Well, if you look at a calendar, Memorial Day didn't roll back. It's not May 31st, it's like May 25th or something along those lines. So it actually eliminates a week for us. So this meet that we're hosting this week is normally our second meet after spring break, where this year it's our first. And so it, when you say it's going to go fast, it already goes much faster. Like for our freshmen, they realize quickly that, okay, yes, I have an indoor season and I have an outdoor season. So combined, I have more track meets than I had in high school, but each season is shorter. So particularly the outdoor season goes very, very quickly, and then this year it's even a week shorter than normal, so we have to make the most of our opportunities and move the days of meets to the better weather if we have to.
And Coach, I got to put a plug in Destiny Ranky of Imperials back as one of your, I think your assistant coaches, a great career, and I'm sure doing a wonderful job coaching too, isn't she?
Yeah, Destiny's in her last year of graduate school doing an internship in counseling, and as volunteer coach for me. You know, her schedule gets tighter and tighter as she gets further into grad school, but she definitely has opened up her schedule this Friday as we host the meet so that she can be in charge of blasting that music loud throughout the day. And now she's awesome. She is someone who really, really cares about other people. So as an athlete, great competitor, and then the role she's been in the last 3 years for me, just kind of the person who just quietly makes her way around to people on the team and is a very influential person.